بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد، صدق الله العظيم. And dear brothers, this worldly life that we are passing through right now is a life not just to be passed but to be made. We have to make our life. We have to make our qabr, we have to make our akhirat. What is the reality of this worldly life? Maybe none of us asked, or even thought about it. Myself also. What is the default mode of life? Is it just pleasure, enjoyment, entertainment, good food, good family, beautiful children, beautiful wife, a good vehicle? So what is the default mode of life? The difficulty? Was it just goodness only? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent insan in this world. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimullah would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arwah and the souls of man, and Allah ta'ala stored them and kept them in alamul arwah, the realm and the world of the souls. But Allah had a syllabus for the soul to come into this world. He come into this world as a ghulam and a slave of Allah and return as my friend. But how I will send you to this world, I have some a'mal for you to do, a syllabus for you to complete. But in just the form of a ruh, of a soul, what is the reality? Allah Ta'ala knows best. قُلِي رُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say to them, the ruh, so the command of Allah. What is the ruh? Allah knows best. So Allah had a complete syllabus for you and myself. Like how we have in madrasa, we have in school a syllabus. If you study well, you will pass, you will prosper, and you will move on in life, you will do well. But in the whole, to do well, to pass the exam of life, not just of the here, to pass the exam of life, to get my certificate for Jannat and bliss forever, Allah Ta'ala had a complete syllabus with this insan, but the syllabus, we cannot complete it and pass it living in the realm of the souls. You'll have to go into this world. And you have to come into this world. And Allah designed the body, Allah designed the faculties, Allah designed the mind, the brain, Allah designed the head, Allah designed the elbows and the feet and the knees. There was a whole design behind this. The architect of insan, Allah, my engineer, Allah, electrical, Allah did it. So to say, the plumbing, Allah did it. The womb of the mother, it was only Allah. The angle of the eyes, the angle of the nose, the ears, Allah bi qudratihi khalaqtuka min biyadi, I created you with my own qudrat, my own hands. Allah designed it completely. Allah has a personal connection with every one of us. Allah knows us. He created us, He made us, He designed us. That insan, go into this world, but don't forget me. I gave you everything. Don't use it for something I haven't given you, designed it for. Allah designed the body primarily, solely, wholly, liya'budun, to worship Allah. How the elbows will bend, how the back will bend for ruku, how you will stand for qiyam, how you will make sajda, I designed that for sajda. Allah designed the head primarily to come and put it into sajda before Allah. Allah made the heart and the mind. Allah made the heart and the mind for His remembrance only. To think of Him only. Just to illustrate, understand, as a Tamimi Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great ulama of the past, how he understood the purpose of the brain, the purpose of the mind, the purpose of the heart. His work, his preoccupation was Quran, tafsir, hadith, fiqh, fatawa. His entire day was in the khidmat of deen. But then to somebody saw him once noting down all the work he has, the deeni work he has, deeni work. I said, why are you noting everything down? He said, Allah made my heart and my mind, my brain to remember Him only, not to remember work. I keep the heart and the mind free, no pressure on it, so I can think of Allah. I can think of Allah, because the heart will be asked, the mind will be asked, how were you used? Which avenue? So primarily Allah made the design of the body for His ibadat. And Allah linked certain ibadah to the tongue, to the ears, to the eyes, and certain things don't do. These things you can do, these things don't do. This is a whole syllabus. And if you pass this examination, for you is Jannat. And your life also, Allah will make it a Jannati life. But what is the default mode of life? That is the question. What is the default mode of life? Is it just enjoyment, play, entertainment? Lahu wa la'ib, entertainment, play. The next holiday, what's the best, next best recipe and food? What is it? Allah explains in the Quran, the creator of insan, the creator of this world. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. That indeed, verily, we created insan to live in difficulty, in chaos, in adversity. The default mode of life is not ease, it's difficulty. Salah is a jihad. Fight the nafs. Go for salah. To keep fasting also, to keep the roza, that also is a difficulty. Hajj also is a difficulty. I've got to move from this place to the next. Then tawaf, then safa marwa, then to go to Mina, then to Arafah. There's a time restriction, time frame. We all got to move. Then Muzdalifah, then back again. All the ibadat. Entire life. The Shavisab Rahimullah explains that Allah Ta'ala made insan to live in difficulty. Not just enjoyment. Enjoyment is for akhirat. Little bit here Allah will give. But in all his difficulty, inna ma'al usri yusra. Usually we translate, verily after difficulty will be easiness. Ulama say, no. Inna ma'al usri, together with difficulty will be ease. When there will be ease and I know this difficulty is from my Allah, I got solace. Ya Allah, if you want this for me, I am happy. Al-Ridha bil-Qadha. To be happy with the decree of Allah. The highest level ulama explained, to be happy with the decree of Allah. That I am nothing, only a slave, a servant of Allah. The most Allah has given me is management skills. I only manage my life. Majari al-Qadha, everything happens from the arsh of Allah. Decision is from there. So the highest stage of to be happy with the decree of Allah is something has to happen to me. I show Allah such a face that, Ya Allah, I'm so happy that this happened. I have no objection whatsoever. You can do as you want with me. I belong to you. Everything is yours. I'm living on borrowed time, borrowed clothing, borrowed wealth. Everything is borrowed to me. So everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with the difficulty also that I'm experiencing right now, if my heart is connected to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be connected, then in that also I find solace. Ya Allah, this is from you, and with this you are going to raise me. And you are going to reward me. Allah ta'ala made insan to live in chaos and difficulty. And Mufassirin explain, just to understand, for this insan to come into this world, how difficult it was not for his mother. For 9 months she carried. Kurhan ala kurhin, wahnan ala wahnin. Difficulty upon difficulty. Taste buds change, the moods change, the mornings are different, the morning sickness. When I don't feel like eating this, I feel like eating that. Odd times of the early part of the morning sometime. Maybe the engine shop is open, I want to eat this right now. And I'm feeling upset, don't come near me right now. But right now you need me. Yes, I need you, but I don't want you also. You cause this. Difficulty. She had to carry all of this. Can't sleep this way, can't sleep that way. Just with this one child to come into this world. So much of difficulty. And then finally, when he comes to delivering the child, they say, as if the skies and the earth meet. She's about to give her life right now. And at that moment, she says within her heart, no more children after this. This is it. But Allah's Qudrat, when she receives that baby in her hand and she takes it to her chest, she forgets all the 9 months. She forgets all the 9 months. But then the difficulty starts now. She had a time for her breakfast and her sleep and her me time and her bathing and shower time. That becomes secondary now. First the child, then I will sleep. First his bath, then I will bath. First his feed, then I will eat. Whole change of life. Middle of the night, she will wake up. Just to bring up this little child, her entire tartib and pattern of life has changed. Difficulty. But when we come now, mutana'imin, we want aish parast, we want just luxury. And the mothers will understand also, Then tell the child, I'm waiting for him to grow up. By 3 years old, put him in the crash. By 3 years old, put him in the crash. And by 13, he's crashed. What happened to him? He doesn't know where the mother is. I know the domestic, I know the helper. I love her more than my mother also. She showed me love. Because we thought life is about luxury only. Just live it up in this worldly life. Allah says, no. It's a place of difficulty. Then she begins to feed the little child. Then he's colicky. Then he can't sleep. And then medication for him. And then the teething starts. Ya Allah, now the fever will start. Child is crying, the mother is crying also. Can't sleep at night. Give him medication. Then he goes through the teething process. 2 years are up already. Feeding the child, now to wean him off. Subhanallah. Now she has to put a stone on her heart. And what the father will say, just leave him in the cot, let him cry the whole night. Let him cry the whole night. She says, I just want to carry him, leave him. You have to get him off the milk right now. How she, what she doesn't go through. Then she gets fever also. Now the milk is drying up within her chest. And now he is also crying for his mother. Difficulty upon difficulty. Now he begins to crawl. Begins to crawl, his alignment is not right, he is balancing also. Now he knocks into the wall. Mufassirin say, Masum bacha, didn't make any guna, and I got a gash on his head. Yalla, what guna he did? Then now he must go through all of this. She'll call father quickly. Rush home, take him to the doctor. He needs stitches now. 3-year-old child, what he did? Yalla. Masum, he didn't make any guna, any sin. Allah says, dunya is a place of difficulty. You're looking for that enjoyment here and there. Enjoyment is in Jannat. Don't crave for it. If Allah gives it, Alhamdulillah, it's not default. Allah's ni'mat. It's a bounty from Allah. He grows up, now he's walking. There also he falls down. Now he broke his hand, he sprained his hand. Now back to the doctor again. Then he got fever. Then he's got this. Then he has that. Now he's to ride his bicycle and tricycle. But before that he starts with his little scooter. Little scooter, and now you gotta buy him. Buy him brakes also. What's the brakes? Buy him Crocs. That's his brakes, that is everything. And how he doesn't move with that little scooter of his, Ya Allah, we say, Ya Allah, I mustn't crash. How he takes a turn all of a sudden, and when he falls, then his head is gone. Ya Allah, it's a masoom child. But then too, he doesn't give up. He's up again. Went to the doctor, he came back, and he's crying the next day. He's paining, no, I want my scooter again. To get back onto it. He's enjoying it. And how he progresses slowly, slowly, slowly. And then the biggest fikr, the biggest concern, oh my little son, what are you going to eat in this world now? What are you going to do in life? I have to educate you, give you the best of education, the best of dini education, enough to pull you through your dunya also. All this difficulty insan goes through, but he doesn't realize what he wants, only luxury and pleasure, enjoyment. He's looking for that. And after our countries were colonized by different powers, they colonized the mind also. They think like us. Think like us that the worldly life is only for entertainment and pleasure. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life, just do it. No rules. Obey your thirst. All the slogans we heard him. There's no hisab kitab, just do it. No accountability. No rules. No regulations, no sharia. Just enjoy your life. There's no hisab kitab. It's not sharia and deen. Allah will give a little bit of enjoyment in this worldly life. But insan has mastered the art. Insan has mastered the art, as we say, to take out the skin from the hair also. He found some avenue. He looked for the enjoyment in there, the sweetness of it. And I want to just pull it out and suck it out. Then that's finished. Then something else will start. So there's a new outlet open. We have to go and try it out. Another influencer. Nothing. Something else over there. Forget about the akhirat. Just live it up. Just live it up. Don't worry about the qabr. What's the reality of the qabr right now? There's no... It's a bare ground of just sand only. And just the kafan. No duvet. No bed sheet. No plastic also, just bare sand. And just my coffin, taking nothing with me. They put the planks on top of him, and now pour the sand. Make sure it doesn't come out. He's stuck for life there. That's the reality. But little here and there Allah will give us. You say, love of dunya, is it haram? Love of dunya, is it haram? To love dunya 51%, that is haram. 49%, you're still safe. The love of Allah is more. Allah has put the love of dunya in the heart of man naturally. To the extent Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, don't ever make dua or say, Allah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. Imagine nobody loves dunya, we won't get food on our tables. There'll be no commodities in the marketplace. All will say, I'm sitting in the masjid, I don't love dunya. Nobody will work. He will say, even for the young boy also, who can't control his passion and his lust, don't ever make dua, Allah, destroy my lust. He say, how are you going to get married? Allah, you control my lust, and let me use it in the correct avenue. So they teach us how to make dua also. So Allah has put sweetness in certain halal things. And why Allah Ta'ala has put sweetness there? Allah has put the sweetness in a few things of life which are halal, just an appetizer, as a taster, what I got for you in Jannat. If this is so enjoyable, oh my banda, oh my slave, oh my servant, imagine what you will have in Jannat. Now beautifully my honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Al-Barakatuh says that this, what we find in dunya all is enjoyment, in reality is window shopping for Jannat. But we stuck at that window, such a beautiful window. Look at the setting right now. How we enjoy it, but it's fake. It's all fake, is that real? Everything is fake, not even real. My emotions also, whether it's real, I don't even know. Even that wife, you're not putting doubt in anybody's mind. But when the husband tells the wife, I love you only, she has to believe it. She doesn't have a choice right now. The example is always given. He goes to the card shop to buy a card. And he asks the person behind the counter, do you have this card? It's only you. She says, yeah, we have this card. Give me 10, please. She's got to believe it. How many a youngster just on the Facebook or on the WhatsApp, copy and paste, it's only you, I love you, and you put 10 contacts, see who answers first. She fell for the bait. Allah has kept all of this just to give us a taste of akhirat. That give it up a little bit here. Don't fall for it. Use it as you have to use it. Don't let it drown you. Live above the water. Don't let the water come into your ship. That is your iman. What is the water? Dunya. Just sail. Sail above it. Don't let it come inside. Allah made the heart only for him. Not for the family, not for the children. As one person mentioned, that some husbands have given their hearts only to the wife. Children are by the way they are there. Some give it only to the children. The wife knows only, you love the children more than me. So you don't give the heart to anyone. Who designed the heart? Allah. Who designed it for? For himself. I gave you this heart. This is the place you get my muhabbat and my love. But I haven't understood there's an effort of loving Allah. There's an effort to make Allah will love me. Allah made the heart only for him. Allah didn't make the heart to give it to makhluk, to the creation. Why? The creation is defective. The creation is naqis. The creation doesn't have the capacity, capability, ability. Makhluk is deficient, faulty. Doesn't have the ability. No matter how much you love your children also, it's impossible for my daughter or my son to keep me happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Impossible. Wife can love the husband to bits also. Impossible for him to keep her happy all the time. 5 salah a day, 5 different moods. What happened now? Insan is insan. It's deficient. It's impossible. Only one zat, one being knows how to keep the heart happy. Give it to him. Give it to Allah. Allah knows how to keep it happy. And Allah hasn't kept it in things of dunya. They say, asbabur raha, one are the means of comfort. We've mistaken the means of comfort to be comfort. That I have a nice soft bed I purchased now, I'll have a good sleep tonight. Any guarantee? The mattress has a guarantee. 10-year guarantee. But no guarantee you'll get sleep. No guarantee you'll get sleep. Before you could enjoy that bed, something happened, husband and wife. She turned that way, you turned that way. As you say, picture no sound. Nobody's talking, I can't sleep at night. But just bought a new bed tonight, already something happened. This is dunya, place of difficulty. But we learned now, from those that don't have iman, how to pull out the sweetness. Pull out the sweetness slowly, slowly. And now we mastered the art of it. Then this finishes, the next one will start. That one finished also. And now before I know it, there's no more enjoyment in life. My health is going. My talent is going. The beauty is going. I'm aging right now and I don't want to get old. I want to live here forever. I love this dunya. It's only window shopping. Allah has given you a little taste what is akhirat for you. Go and enjoy it over there. You like water sports, Allah says, you go to your private beach. You know, go yachting, your private yacht. Take the whole family, no problem. You know, swim in the ocean, you got dolphins waiting for you. You know, go zip lining, no problem, you never fall and get hurt. You know, quad biking, you like the autobahn, no speed limit, enjoy it. How much you want to, enjoy as much as you want. Over here, just put brakes of taqwa a little bit. Don't go into haram. Don't break the command of Allah. The test must come. The test don't come, then ya Allah, there's something going to happen big. The test has to come. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the days of Qurbani are coming now. All these lessons we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. We had to leave his hometown. He was staying in Iraq. Four tests will come in a person's life. Test of his family, test of the community, test of the government and country, and his own personal life test. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with everything. Test of his family, his own father, some say Uncle Azar, fire worshippers. They were idol worshippers. Used to make idols. And he told his father, don't worship, la ta'budi shaitan. Don't worship shaitan. Satanic worship was there from before. Kanu ya'budun al jinn. Don't worship the idols. Father didn't want to listen to him. He broke his heart to my father. Listen to me. Family was a test for him. Then the community also gave them the da'wat. Accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also disbelieved. Finally, the government came to know about it. Namrud, the king of the time. He heard the youngster not worshipping me. Where I claim to be the God and the Lord of the time. Not worshipping me. Called him to his court also. O Ibrahim, أَلَمْ تَرَ الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. Don't you see when Namrud the king had a debate with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in regards to kingdom, who owns everything? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, my Rabb, يُحْيَ يُمِيت. He gives life, he gives death. Namrud the king, oppressive king, قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيَ وَأُمِيت. I also give life and death. He called two prisoners, he set one free, and he killed one. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, my Allah is the one that brings the sun from the east. You bring it also from the west if you want to. Then he was dumbfounded. Abuhita alladhi kafar. Had no answer. Tested with the government also. Then he persevered. Then the test of his own life. Namrud said, now I will burn you to the fire. Prepare a fire for him also. Now his personal life, his personal, himself also. Test of his family, then the community, then the country, now my life also. The Nabi of Allah. And through all those tests, Allah Ta'ala declared finally, he's become my friend. Khalilullah. Khalilullah. That way he passed. Then he had to leave after that. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. They had to leave finally the hometown also. He had to make the Qurbani sacrifice where the evils were taking place. Disobedience was taking place. Now I had to leave that. We leave our own disobediences within our own life. Once he left that, look at the ritib and the pattern of Quran Sharif. He made the sacrifice. He had to leave physically where the sins were taking place. Idol worship was taking place. From there he left with his wife Sarah, and his nephew Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of Haran. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, also a Nabi of Allah, his nephew. From Iraq they go to Sham, to Syria. They come to Sham. After making the sacrifice of leaving, for us we leave our sins. We leave the love of dunya, it's eating me up right now. There's no time to think of Allah also. There's no time to put my head down, and Allah wants me to put my head down. Allah says, stop, don't go near, I still go forward. Qurbani is coming also. Allah Ta'ala give us the hidayat and tawfiq. Here we have the day of Qurbani. Make it the day of taqwa. Your taqwa will reach Allah, not the meat, not the blood. Your taqwa will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make tawbah before the day of Qurbani. When the day of Qurbani, the laws of Allah are not broken. The laws of Allah are not broken. Women know their place, men know their place. There's modesty. There's modesty for the men, modesty for the woman. What is modesty? Not only about my dressing. Modesty in my speech. Modesty in my behavior. Modesty in my akhlaq. Modesty how I listen, how I speak. All under pressure in the day of Qurbani. Like how we have, when it comes to iftari time, how the pressure gets higher a little bit. So Qurbani also, my turn to slaughter right now, somebody comes in. It's haya now also. Keep the commands of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the hijrah. I make hijrah also. On the disobedience of Allah. Now he made dua, Rabbi habli min as-saliheen. Now he qualifies to make dua to Allah. I made the hijrah to my Allah. I left those people. I left my sins in my personal life. Now make dua. Ya Allah, bless me. Rabbi habli min as-saliheen. Ya Allah, from all the pious offspring, grant me one pious offspring. Now he makes a dua. 87 years old, and he's making dua for a child. Ya Allah, I don't have children yet. His wife thought she was barren. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Allah says, we gave you glad tidings of a son, of a lad, of a boy that will be tolerant, perseverant. Allah gave him glad tidings that you have a pious child. You'll have a pious child. He left the place of sin. I leave my own sins and I make dua. Ya Allah, give me pious children. Make me pious also. Many a young boy is making dua, Ya Allah, give me a pious wife. He should make dua, Ya Allah, make me pious first. And also give me a pious wife. And Allah Ta'ala blessed him. What a son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Quran goes on, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُهُ سَعْيَ. When he reached the age of being able to walk with his father, he was able to help his father. But first he didn't say either he was 13 years old or just before 30, not baligh is yet. He was at that age already. Then he sees the dream that I'm slaughtering my son right now in my dream. He's a Nabi of Allah, but dunya is a place of test. Not a place of enjoyment. Why should Allah test him? He's my friend. Why give him not even a command also? Look at Allah Ta'ala's sequence of events. Allah could have sent wahi, O Ibrahim, slaughter him. Then there's no test, it's a command. I have to do it. But here Allah showed him in a dream. It could be interpreted otherwise. That I'm slaughtering my son, the first night he sees the dream, the second night he sees the dream, the third night he sees the dream. Then he says, this is the command of Allah. He could have interpreted otherwise. Now the test was on. Do I take out some other meaning or understand it as it is? I have to slaughter him. But there also he passed the test. The command wasn't direct, it was indirect. But he understood that Allah wants to give me something. Then he goes to his son, oh my son, I saw this dream. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَىٰ is testing his son. What answer will you give? But understand the sequence of events, my dear brothers. For all those years, so to say, what we might call the absent father syndrome. Never at home. Where's papa? He's in Gush right now. Where's father? He's gone for majlis right now. Where's your father? He's gone here. All in the amal of deen. And you find commonly, those that are involved in the activities of deen, and we hear in the family also, yeah, they forced him to wear kurta. They forced him to become a hafiz. They sent him to Darul Ulum. Now he's 18 years old, no kurta, no topi. Now he's rebelling against them. We don't force our children. We don't force our children. As long as my child is sitting under my roof, according to sunnah, he must live in the commands of Allah. And then ulama say, yes, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the sacrifice. He left his son, he left his wife. Never at home, in the path of Allah, fulfilling the command of Allah and wife making sabr at home. Nowadays you don't hear the word sabr. Don't tell us to make sabr. We want to enjoy our life right now. Don't say, dunya is a place of sabr and shukr. You'll make sabr and shukr time will come also. He left his wife, barren land, no food, no vegetation. There's no people around. So he left them and he makes dua again. Rabbana inni askantu. Min dhurriyati, Allah, part of my family I've left behind. In a place with no vegetation. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. What was the concern? Not the food. The first concern was, Ya Allah, I left them here so that they may establish salah. And here he used the plural, the only two of them. Not لِيُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. What dua is making, not only the two of them, but their progenies till Qiyamah must establish Salah. Not knowing this will become the markaz of Salah. Baytullah will be built over here. But he sacrificed and he left them for the sake of Allah. Now he qualified to make dua again. Ya Allah, I made the sacrifice. That I left the sin, ya left my family. Test again. Ya Allah, they may perform Salah, establish Salah. Then he makes, ya Allah, turn the hearts of some people, minan nas. Faj'al afidatan minan nas. And the first thing he say, because he made the dua, ya Allah, turn the hearts of some people towards them. If he had made dua, ya Allah, turn the hearts of people, mankind towards them, then even the Jews, Christians and Hindus will fight to come to Makkah Sharif. Because their hearts will be inclined. He says, some people, referring to believers, ya Allah, their hearts will be inclined to Baytullah, towards my family. Tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min athamarat, ya Allah, grant them fruits. There was nothing there. Ya Allah, I know there's nothing here right now, but you can send it for them. I have made the sacrifice. I am leaving them behind. But ya Allah, you can turn the hearts of people. And Allah made Ta'if, the basket, the fruit basket of Makkah Sharif. The best of fruits came from Ta'if. An entire world, Allah sent the fruits right now. What you don't find there, the best of the world. The barakat of Du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That father who will follow the same tartib. Leave his sins also. Leave his family for the sake of Allah. Now he qualifies to make that du'a. Allah will grant him offspring like this. They say, Al-Waludu Sirun Liyabi. The child is the secret to the father's heart. What's pumping in my heart right now will come out in my children. He wasn't at home. He was there in Sham. But where the heart was? The Baytullah by Ismail. The heart was there by Ismail. Allah, what will happen to him? And who was living with him? Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. His son was born there from Sarah. And from Hajar was Ismail. The heart was there. Allah, what will happen to him? Hardly had permission to come and see him. Allah used Ismail to build the Baytullah. Use Ismail for Zamzam. Use Hajar for Safa Marwa. Use Ismail for Qurbani. From Ishaq who came, Bani Israel, the Jews. A cursed nation. What was in the heart of the father? This child, ya Allah. Make him the pious one. This child is living with me. What's in the father's heart? That love for deen will come there. Allah will put in the child's heart. So when you understand from Qurbani, my dear brothers, how a day of Qurbani should be also. Before we reach that day, to abandon our sins, our haram activities, that the masturat and female on their place on the day of Qurbani, the men on their place on the day of Qurbani. Today we hear commonly how sad. When you take our sons for proposals also, then we'll ask he wants to propose for the girl, and we'll ask, is she in strict parada? We don't want a girl too strict right now. As if now we want to break the command of Allah. We don't want a too strict girl. We don't want segregation in the home. We don't want this. We don't want the command of Allah. We just want to have fun on the day of Eid, fun on the day of Qurbani, whether Allah is happy or not. I made the Qurbani. To make Qurbani the quality of Iman. One is the outer amal we're doing, but the inside amal. You say, perform salah not only with your limbs, perform salah with your heart. With my heart, I perform salah. Then when I finish my salah, also the concern, ya Allah, did you accept my namaz? Ask myself also, after my maghrib, I did it. My namaz is done. But Iman says, I have concern, did Allah accept my namaz? That's the fikr. When Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say, fikr ikhlas, ikhlas hi hai. To have concern of sincerity is in reality sincerity itself. To have the concern, is my amal accepted? Already it shows the sign of acceptance. So before the day of Qurbani also, life is difficult. Allah will give these opportunities in life where life is easy. But that is now for us to even vie more for the akhirat, to compete more for the akhirat. Ya Allah, I want to make it big in akhirat. We'll conclude on one example. Insan is never satisfied. We hear back in Durban, maybe the youngster made it a little bit in life. Now he wants to buy an apartment near the beachfront. When I wake up in the morning, I want to see the dolphins. You could afford only the ground level. But I made it finally. But he gets the dawat now, the penthouse. He makes it there, he says, this is the place to get now. Finally, Allah Ta'ala opened the way for him, he got the penthouse. And on a clear day, he looks to his left hand side, he sees the pearls and amklanga is there. That's the place to move to now. Insan is never happy. He wants to get there. But for my jannat, if I just make it to jannat, I'm happy. No. I want to make it to the top. I want to get there right to the top. Now is the place to invest, to make the real qurbani, to take hold of my life and see whether dunya has come into my heart 51% or 49%. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to understand what worldly life is about. May Allah guide us every step of our life, that we navigate safely in this worldly life and our families and children, to make it our jannat, our qabr, where when we get into the qabr also Allah will send down the bidding of jannat. Now my banda, now you relax, you made your miles. Qiyamah's day also you made your miles. You got your diamond status of life. Come into the VIP lounge where the aircon will be on, the fruits will be served. My A380 will be waiting for me. Now you can board your not the haram steward and hostess, your hurs are waiting for you now. You looked after your eyes, looked after your heart, they are waiting. Now go and enjoy yourself in Jannat. La khufun, no fear, no grief, no depression. Enjoy. Dunya, little bit, you went through it. And last point, Mu'ana says, compare this worldly life to the life of Akhirat. It's like 2.5 minutes. So my Shaykh would say, when you're tempted, just tell yourself, Yusuf, Jannat is 2.5 minutes away, just now you'll be there. Jannat is 2.5 minutes away, just now you'll be there. Don't sell it away for dunya. Just preserve it right now. Then you can enjoy for life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته سره اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Yeah.